violates new Kansas state law that took effect on July 1st if someone trying to change their real biological sex. The State Department of Revenue that oversees driver license issuees in the state argued in court papers that were filed last week that Attorney General needed authorization from the governor, the legislature, or the local district attorney to file the case in the state district court. The case right now is being held in Shawnee County as Governor Laura Kelly has tried to direct the Department of Labor to continue to allow the change. Mid-America Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and here in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
A farmer out of Pratt, Kansas has decided to do something a little bit different with his land as he goes into the planting season, as Lee Wilson says that he is celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary with his wife, Renee, and said to commemorate the occasion, instead of planting his regular crops, he ended up planting 80 acres of sunflowers.
We're celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, August 10th, and, you know, what's a guy get his gal on their 50th? And I put a lot of thought into it, She always liked sunflowers, and I thought this is the year to plant sunflowers. So we planted her 80 acres of sunflowers. There's about 1.2 million flowers in this field.
That audio from KIGG News, where he says they met in high school and ended up participating in FFA together, where Renee says she's extremely grateful and loves being able to see all the flowers.
Well, it made me feel very special, and it couldn't have been a more perfect anniversary gift than a field of sunflowers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is discussing a potential increase for the entry permits for annual parks across the state of Nebraska for residents, going up from $30 to $35. They say the daily permits would also go from $6 to $7 beginning on January 1st if the proposal ends up passing. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that under the proposal, non-residents would also be paying more, going up to $70 for an annual park entry permit, up from the current $60, with daily permits going from $12 to $14, saying overall that the sales of park stickers across the state totaled near $8.68 million for the previous year, roughly 8% of the agency's total revenue. The top two revenue sources for the department for last year included camping and lodging fees, along with hunting licenses that generated nearly $17 million apiece. During the conversation, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission said that sales of park entry permits were down roughly 11% in 2022 compared to the previous summer, as they blamed it on inflation and high fuel costs. Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage...
So if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab...
Local storm damage and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
horse trailer sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met July 12th and approved homeschool students meeting Kansas State High School Activities Association requirements may participate in district sports and activities. An eligibility form is on the State Activities Association website, and participants must live within the district. The unanimous vote by Marysville School Board follows state legislation allowing extracurricular participation. Enrollment fees were set at $100 for pre-K, $75 K through 6, and $115 for junior and senior high students. First day of school in Marysville is August 17th. Following closure of the Wetmore School, USD 113 Prairie Hills District is working with Nemahal Central USD 115 in Seneca and is expected to cooperate with the Vermilion and Jackson Heights districts on land transfers that would allow students alternate district options. City of Seneca is considering regulations as to placement of propane storage tanks within the community. City Council has asked the Planning Commission to review a proposed ordinance that could include underground burial of residential propane tanks. The committee is to hold a public hearing on the matter August 14th at 7 p.m. at Seneca City Hall. Marshall County Sheriff Tim Ackerman was recently named to the State Human Trafficking Task Force nominated by the Sheriff's Association. The group is bringing local concerns and advising the Attorney General what should come before the Kansas legislature. Your news on your time. The KNDY podcast is available daily Monday through Friday with the 7 and 12 o'clock newscasts on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page as well. Toddie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, spaghetti, French bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. Friday, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, and rosy applesauce.
Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
On these hot summer days, you need to make sure you are staying hydrated. And what better place to get hydrated than Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro? We are so excited that it's finally summer and are even more thrilled to serve you as your favorite restaurant. We are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our new extended hours will accommodate your busy summer schedule. Stop by 720 Broadway to try our green tea lemonade with mango boba or one of our daily lunch specials. Want to order ahead? Call 562-3354.
At RX Drugstore, the staff at your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to support the Marysville and area communities. This is where they choose to live and work. It is important for them to get to know you, their customer, as they provide prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services to meet your healthcare needs. They take pride in offering fast and friendly hometown service. RX Drugstore would like to thank you for keeping it local and appreciate your business. Stop in and see them in downtown Marysville today.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous Bulldogs. Lots of games going on. Lots of savings. Candles, jewelry, other items haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
South Hill Pottery invites everyone to Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Stop in, say hi, and grab your handmade ornaments and magnets just for this special occasion. Each one individual and just as stunning as the next. Shop South Hill Pottery while you're downtown Friday night at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in Marysville.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, Essential Massage by Levi Packett, and Bee's Beauty Bar. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. A chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Showers and thunderstorms possible Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And more showers possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some scattered showers possible into Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Scattered showers will continue early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Get organized at Menards and save 11% on all your outdoor storage needs. Durability meets style with storage sheds from Suncast. The 7x7 Defender is Suncast's most durable shed with steel-reinforced walls, floor, and roof. Lockable handles and double-wall construction. Add another layer of protection for peace of mind. Get the 7x7 Defender shed for $849.99 after 11% rebate. Good through August 6th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Messi nets two. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Lionel Messi, the gift that keeps on giving, continued his hot start for Inter Miami of the MLS, scoring two more goals last night in the club's 3-1 victory over Orlando in League's Cup. ESPN's Marcel Louis Jacques.
It wasn't all fun and games for Messi tonight. Orlando City played him a lot more physical than Atlanta United or Cruz Azul did in the previous two games. What we saw in the second half was a much more inspired and angry Lionel Messi.
Baseball, the Braves just won't stop hitting home runs.
And Olsen smashes one deep to right to the chop house out of the ballpark. And they do go back to back-to-back.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Matt Olson launching his league-leading 37th homer of the campaign, going back-to-back with Austin Riley. Ronald Acuna Jr. also took one deep in the third inning. Braves pummel the Angels 12-5. In Toronto, three sixth-inning walks and two hit-by-pitches by Baltimore pitching and a fielding error produced three runs for the Blue Jays, who went on to a 4-1 win. The Orioles denied a sweep of the series. Once down 5-0 to the Phillies, the Marlins rallied to tie in the ninth. They would trade runs until the bottom of the 12th tied at 8.
The 0-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a blooper. Left field! Base hit! The Marlins win it!
The call on WINZ, rally complete. The Fish walk off the Phillies 9-8 in 12. Rangers routed the White Sox 11-1. In a football score, the Cubs clobbered the Reds for a second straight night, 16-6. The Brewers couldn't take advantage, losing to the Nationals 3-2. Dodgers crushed the A's 10-1. Cardinals dropped the Twins 7-3. Astros edged the Guardians 3-2. And the Yankees topped the Rays 7-2. The Yankees also announced righty Domingo Germán will miss the rest of the season after entering inpatient treatment for alcohol abuse. He fired a perfect game in June. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, August the 3rd. Before we get rolling on this Friday eve, let's review yesterday. It was a volatile day in the markets. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for September, 488 and a quarter. That's down 8 3/4. Corn for December, $5.50 final price. That's down 6 3/4. Looking at Kansas City wheat for September, 787 final price, down 17 1/2. Kansas City wheat for December, 801, down 16 3/4. September oats at 434 1/4. That's down 1 1/4. December oats also down 1 1/4. At 453 1/4. Soybeans for August, final price 14.29 3/4. That's down 17. September soybeans at 13.76 1/2. Final price, that's down 10 1/4. Looking at cotton for October, $85.08. That's down $1.79. Cotton for December, $84.59. That's down $1.63. Live cattle for August, $178.02. That's down $1.47 1/2. Your high, $179.52 1/2. Low, $177.80. Live cattle for October, $180.50. That's down $1.32 1/2. High, $181.90. Low, $180.15. Feeder cattle for August, $246.82 1/2, down $1.65, high $248.70, low $245.77 1/2. And that's a look at yesterday. Coming up, we'll keep you covered right here all day long today.
If you need a car, but maybe your credit is less than perfect, then you need
the key.
Has your credit suffered from late payments or collections? Then you need
the key.
Has your score dropped from medical bills or student loans being behind? Then you need
the key.
Are you trying to catch back up from a previous loss of job or prior bankruptcy? Then you need
the key.
We know that bad things happen to good people, and the cane can help. If you're looking for a vehicle and need a second chance, you need the cane on your side. If others have told you they can't help, put the cane to work for you. Get the help you need in a vehicle you want. Call the cane today at 333-3333. Dial 333-3333 and ask for the cane. It's as easy as 333-3333.
Hi, I'm Alex Kane. Let me use my 28 years of experience to help you with the fresh start financing you and your family deserve. Put me to work for you today.
Financing with approval and credit, not all buyers will qualify.
Is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A+ on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University has been putting on the Risk and Profit Conference for many years. K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn provides an overview of the speakers and schedule for the event this year.
Well, this has been going on. I think it's the 28th year that we've been doing it now, and we have it in August. It's primarily for producers as well as ag lenders is the main group that shows up, but it's also for other folks that are involved in agriculture. And it gives our faculty a chance to present some of their current and up-to-date research that's going on, and also to spend some time with folks that are out in the state and involved in production and marketing and stuff and learn from them.
There are many breakout sessions that attendees can choose from to find a topic that fits their interests best.
We have about 20 faculty that will be presenting different topics in the breakout sessions, and then we also have a grain and livestock market outlook that will be happening. And then we have a keynote speaker on Thursday from Washington, D.C. He works with AgriPulse Communications and is quite tied in with what's going on for policy there, and with the Farm Bill coming up, that's really a helpful thing.
Llewellyn discusses the itinerary for this two-day event. There's also the option for people to only attend one day of this conference.
Well, we start with that lunch on Thursday on the 17th, and Philip will speak after lunch in a general session. And we have four breakout sessions in the afternoon. Folks, if they come both days, can attend a total of seven of the breakout sessions. We have 19 different topics that are presented. And so they can get a pretty good sampling of what's going on there. So we'll have that. And then in the evening, we have a conversation with a Kansas farmer. And this year, we have Norman and Cindy Roth from Sterling, Kansas, who will be coming in and sharing some about what's worked in their operation, what they've learned. And a lot of times, that's really helpful for folks just to hear what other people have been trying and doing and stuff. So that's Thursday. And then on Friday, we start with the grain market outlook from Dan O'Brien. He's our grain marketing specialist here in the state. And so he has an hour there with the major grain markets in Kansas. And then we have three more breakout sessions. And then we end with lunch, followed by the livestock market outlook with Glenn Tonser, who's our livestock guy here.
That was K-State Extension Assistant Rich Llewellyn with information about the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference in Manhattan, Kansas, August 17th through the 18th. There's also an online option available for August 21st through the 25th. Learn about how to register for this event and see the list of speakers by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Consigned for today's sale are 20 black steers and heifers weighing 600 to 750, 30 black Angus Charlet steers ranging in the 8 to 850 range, 35 black heifers weighing 850 to 900, and 62 black steers ranging in the 9 to 1,000 range. 11 a.m. will start the cull cattle with consignments afterwards. Lunch special at the Calfe today is Reubens and baked steak with mashed potatoes and gravy. And don't forget the customer appreciation sale next Thursday. Well over 2,000 head of cattle already consigned for that sale. Again, next Thursday for the Marysville Livestock Incorporated customer appreciation sale.
Even with an airtight home, ragweed pollen will still find a way indoors. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Football quarterback Tom Brady has a birthday, and the Mickey Mouse watch was introduced on this day in 1933. Ragweed will soon be in full bloom across the country, and allergists say that even in a seemingly airtight home, pollen will still find its way indoors. That's because we unwittingly carry it in ourselves. Our hair, clothing, and shoes are the main culprits, but even pets and line-dried laundry can transfer pollen into the house. If you suffer severe allergies, medication may provide the only relief. Check with your doctor now. Most recommend beginning treatment 10 to 14 days before the season peaks. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A former Kansas State Wildcat wide receiver is getting some attention at the NFL level. Is Todd Bowles, the head football coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, says he has caught the attention of Cade Warner, the son of Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, and former Kansas State Wildcat wide receiver, saying that he has been impressive during the early training camp. KSNT News reports that according to Bowles, he says that as training camp goes along, he is excited to see where he will continue to grow and to see more from Warner, saying, quote, he can play all three receiver positions. As the pads continue to go on, we continue to play. I'll be interested to see what he does because he's a very interesting guy. Warner had signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an undrafted free agent back in April of this year and is the only former Kansas State Wildcat on the team. Warner was not one of the picks in the NFL draft, coming into the team as an undrafted free agent, as Tampa Bay had picked a defensive back, Josh Hayes, in the sixth round of the draft. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Mach E23C083. MSRP $77,990. 1,000 discount plus $8,900. Sale price $68,090. 0% APR financing for 36 months. On select models upon Ford credit approval. Paying of $47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
Those that may enjoy biking or mountain biking have new opportunities to do so across the state of Kansas, and especially in south central Kansas, as El Dorado Lake State Park has created near 7 miles of mountain biking trails, including road biking, gravel biking, or even mountain biking.
I don't think people realize how many mountain bikers we have in the area and how much the sport is growing here. Just in the last few years, we've had about 7.5 miles of new trail built out at Santa Fe Lake. And then this winter, Bicycle Pedaler chartered a trail out here at El Dorado Lake State Park.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that there's perfect places for any type of ride that you may be looking for.
Wichita is uniquely located near the Flint Hills. Gravel cycling is something that is kind of a global phenomenon right now. It's growing rapidly. Basically, people take large volume tire road bikes and go hit those remote roads. Then, of course, you've got the mountain biking around here. There's a lot of cross-country riding.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Register to win tickets to Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters this Friday night at the Stage in Virginia by visiting KNDYRadio.com and KNDY Facebook.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. When I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
By now, you probably have a smartphone and satellite TV, and that's fine with us. But no matter what, we're going to keep this music traditional. We got a feeling that's okay with you.
In Northeast Kansas, KNDY means country.
Headed for a heartache.